I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. Don't I do that, Jax? We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
That's Mikas over there.
Hello.
Mikas chimes in films as well. Chimes in when we need him, sometimes when we don't need him. He's sort of, you'll hear a bit from him. I've just read the document. Luckily, I know that part, like my name off by heart, because in the document,
lucky.
In the document it says, "Hi, I'm Penis." Speaking of which, Skin, how is the knob?
Still fine. Mm.
It's good.
Still large.
If you if it's your first time listening, Skin did he did have a Prince Albert piercing. Don't anymore.
Correct.
It's weird that you got rid of it.
Mm. Yeah, it was bizarre. I mean, yeah, such an enjoyable 8 weeks.
You still, most places we go, get someone ask you, how's the knob?
Correct.
So it's just nice to check in. Okay. Who haven't introduced? Charlie, that fact checks any ridiculous claims that we make. He's over there and back. I think he had a couple of weeks.
A month or two off.
Eight or nine weeks of long service leave. And then Dave the Brit that knows jack shit, he's there and I believe actually has a gift for you, Mikas. So he's going to walk into frame now and just, do you want to open that up for us? A little bit quicker if you can.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just see what it is. It's a brown paper bag and a mug.
Ask me about my cat.
How's your cat?
The perfect little angel. I'll tell you. You probably don't even need to ask me.
It's true.
Yeah, that's fair, actually.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is very nice.
We had nothing to do with it, so don't thank us.
No, I was thanking Dave.
Okay, good. Nice.
A bit of coffee with a bloody full cream milk in there too, mate.
Oh, yeah.
No. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We have got a message actually on the Choc line, which I quite enjoyed listening to, from Mark.
G'day to the Choco crew. It's Mark here from Gippsland. A few weeks back, you were talking about the origins of the name Dick from Richard. At my work a few years ago, I met two brothers, Michael and Nick. And so I was Mick and Nick, and I asked them to have a brother called Richard. They had a bit of a chuckle. And then Mick turned to me and said, "Do you know how you get Dick from Richard?" And I said, "No." And he said, "You ask him politely." Anyway, keep up the good work. Love the show. Cheers.
Good. Very well delivered too.
Very confident. Well delivered from Mark. Mark from Gippsland.
Gippsland.
Mm.
What is that?
What it applies
to? Place where?
It's fairly certain Victoria. Victoria. I think they do cheese.
Yeah, they do. It's a famous brand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gippsland something.
Okay. Gippsland. News to me. Don't need a lot of cheese, but that's fine.
No, you don't. Mikas does.
All right. We went to the Big Bash last week, the Brisbane Heat game versing the someone.
Anyway. Melbourne Stars.
Played
the Melbourne Stars.
Obviously paid a lot of attention to the game. Mm-hmm. It was a good night. I enjoyed it. I think you enjoyed it.
Best night ever.
Best night ever. But I would say particularly for Mikas.
Yeah.
Even better for Mikas, I would argue.
Yeah, best night ever for one person.
Yes.
And it's Mikas.
Yeah. Decent night for us. Got to see a game of cricket, have a few beers. Mikas, you somehow managed to get through the whole night without spending a cent.
Oh, fucking shock me.
Let us start first. Can I tell you what he did? Please, Cody, because I've looked forward to it. I've been saving this. We're quite close friends. Normally we talk most days. I've had to save this story from you because I wanted to get your immediate reaction.
Right, this is good.
So Mikus, our good friend Mikus that we know and love. We go to the cricket. Thank you to the Brisbane Heat for allowing us to come.
So a free wonderful. Ticket.
Free ticket. Yeah. Which is great. So there's an early start. Nice seats. It was excellent.
Beautiful.
Charlie was there as well. And we sort of went, well, we may as well have a beer. I guess we're here.
I think it's rude not to.
Yeah, exactly. We're watching. We'll go and grab one. Skin, you want one? Charlie, you want one? Yeah, thanks. Yep. Mikus, you want one? No, man, I'm all right. I'm like, all right, no worries. Can you just grab me chips, I think? He got Skin to go and get him.
Started with a water.
No, can you grab me a water first? Yeah. So I go up, get him a water, first of all. That's the first round.
Yeah.
Three beers and a water.
Yep.
Come back and I was sort of having a discussion with Mikus, like, why do you not want to have a beer, mate? He's like, oh, because like, there's really no point unless I'm going to have 3,000. And that's not an exaggeration, is it? That's what he said. He's
like, I just don't words to that effect.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like the taste of beer that much, like unless I'm really going to have like a big night, like the best night ever kind of thing, then I'd be really keen. And we're like, yeah, no worries, mate.
Yeah.
So then Skin gets the next round, goes and gets us beer and Mikus chips.
Yep, Mikus has been complaining about how hungry
he was. Oh, this is actually not even true.
Nah, that is,
hold on.
Which part of this is wrong?
I kind of said, hey, Skin, grab a snack. So he's gotten chips for everyone to share.
You're saying
I've got two boxes of chips,
and so everyone's sharing the chips. So it wasn't like he specific. I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
You stopped the story and the momentum we had just to correct the fact that it was a snack rather than chips.
I'm not sure which part you're objecting to there. I did buy you chips.
So then Charlie goes for his round. All three of us gets a beer. Mikus still not very keen. No worries at all. We watch till the end of the game, and Mikus goes, well, we may as well go to the pub across the road. And we're like, but you haven't drunk any at all. Like, with the game's over, why are you getting really excited now? And he was just like, no, I'm feeling it now.
He's ready to rip in and have his 3,000 beers now.
The roller coaster of emotions that this guy brings to our group is just unbelievable.
That's right. And like, and as much as we enjoyed being at the Gabba, I wouldn't say it's the cheapest beer you can get in the world.
Not yet.
They're wonderful people, obviously.
I love the Gabba.
Yeah. Same.
That's all I have to say.
We've actually played a game with the Gabba together.
No, it shouldn't. And dominated. Man and match, anyway, another story.
Took the best catch of my life. Yeah, anyway, another story. but I wouldn't say they're the cheapest beers, are they?
No.
So then we get across the road to said pub where they quite liked we got the chocolates, which was excellent. So they said, hey guys, love what you do. Next round's on us. No worries.
Mikus, fantastic. Yeah.
Mikus goes up for his round then, shock.
Yeah. I don't need to bring my phone or wallet. It's at the table.
I'll go and get these ones, boys. Up he goes, get served one.
Yeah.
Next time we're like, Mikus, you still haven't bought one, so you go up and get the next one. They hadn't said anything about another round being bought for us.
Yeah.
Mikus goes up, we're like, how'd you go, mate? How much does that round cost? Nah, it's free again. Three times he went up without paying for a single beer. So he's come out of his best night ever whinging about the fact that he had to pay $8 for a cheeseburger at the end of the night.
I didn't get a cheeseburger.
Ethically sourced.
Is there any parts that you'd like to debate?
I actually think it was, I think we got probably 5 rounds for free.
Excellent. Yeah.
So no, I actually have nothing to debate.
We had said you're going up until they charge you for one because you owe us like for making us go and get you stuff.
And Lee, he never got charged. We got kicked out.
Lee goes up with my wallet. And he's trying to convince him to pay. We'll pay.
Actually, you know what? We're going to pay for 4 of them.
He's like, no.
Tell me. It's like, guys, seriously, you don't have to do that. It's really kind. We'd actually love to pay for this one. Like, let us do it for you. Nah, mate, it's fine. I was like, Mikus, you're still off the hook.
That'd be good. He'll get the last shout in the next trip too. That'd be good.
But Mikus did say, you said at one stage, you were like, it's going to be the best night ever.
Yeah.
Actually, you spoke that into existence, I think.
I said it at the cricket before I started drinking.
It was meant to be the best day ever, but our flight was late, obviously.
Yeah, as per usual. Not our fault, Cody. Just unlucky. We'll get to that in a second, actually. Forward sell unluckiest moments coming. But before that, joke of the week. We got plenty left on the chalk line this week. They were great. There's other things being left on the chalk line too, Skin. Again, relating to the unluckiest moments.
And the unluckiest as well.
Yep, both of them. Both of those two separate categories. Now, the first joke, it came from Josh, but it seems like Josh also left an unlucky moment. It could be different Joshes.
Could be two different Joshes.
Could be. It's not a very common name, though.
Just Josh in there, aren't you?
Yeah, good. Nice. Here we go.
Hey, Jox. Did you know that the Mortal Kombat theme tune was actually originated from a church song from Finland? Yeah, it's a Finish Him.
Very good.
That's really good. I really thought you would get around that one.
Very good.
George,
that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Finish him.
I'm real happy with that. I've played Mortal Kombat for a long time, but that was outstanding.
That's a tough act to follow, I'll be honest. But
I'll do your best.
I'll give it a crack with a written one.
This will be good.
It was sent in by Eddie. It's nothing too ropey. I'm coming down for a couple of weeks. I thought it was somewhat topical based on Mikas' new haircut. If you're not watching on YouTube, he's working on a bit of a mullet. It's pretty fast. I like it.
You have been describing it as fast, which I didn't get. What does that mean?
Get. Is it like, I don't know. At the moment, it's stationary. You're sitting at the table.
I don't know.
It's aerodynamic.
Yeah,
that's true.
I spoke to Manus the other day, name drop.
And I'll just get that off the ground.
We just made MC's wedding, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And he was kept saying, like, what's happening with Redlands? We're in the bush at the moment. He kept saying, like, we're in the bush, we're in the bush. I was like, what's that mean? And he was like, oh, we're just not going very well. Not an expression I'd heard before, but I was quite okay with it.
Yeah, so
Migas's haircut is fast and Redlands are in the bush. Mm-hmm. That's the summary.
Okay. The George W.
Migas's haircut's in the bush.
Beautiful. And then Eddie's joke, he says it's an original, that like he's written it himself. It's about Christmas. How does a bogan spice up some wine? They mullet. Mulled.
Like mulled in wine,
like star anise.
They're mates, so they've got that haircut. Yeah.
It's good.
Anyway.
That was nice.
That's fine.
I'm more than okay with that, Skin.
Thanks.
Hasn't brought the house down, but you may as well just keep going now with your unluckiest moments.
Yeah,
we
could thank Better Beer for Joke of the Week. They're
totally. I mean, it's multiple choice and you've chose the right answer, Skin. Well done. That is good. So it is indeed. We would like to thank Better Beer for their support for Joke of the Week. Mikas is cracking a ginger beer right now. Mm-hmm. You can also get some merch into his Ask Me About My Cat mug.
Oh my goodness.
You can also get Better Beer merch. They do wonderful stuff. It's We Got the Discount is the discount code you would like to use there.
Yes. Okay. And so on to the unluckiest moments, which Lee has kindly forward sold a couple of times. Mm-hmm. If you're at all confused, maybe go back and listen to last week's episode. Essentially, our 200th episode is sneaking up on us. It's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do something to celebrate. We're going to a Brisbane Heat game
on
New Year's Day. Another one. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Best day ever.
New Year's Day, best day ever.
I can't wait because I'll get to come to this one without having to work and I'm going to make sure he buys the first three or four beers for us, just for you guys.
Good luck.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel it drinking today. Yeah. Oh, the game's over.
Yeah. Can you drive me home?
Anyways, so we've got a few extra seats and we're trying to run a little competition to see which jockeys can come along with us. So we've asked people to send in their unluckiest moment, mm-hmm. anything that's happened to them. We've got a couple of examples we can talk about, I suppose, if anyone...
Yeah. I was happy to jump in last week at the TikTok Awards. We met Hallie and Maddie, who are fantastic content creators from Adelaide. Actually, one... not sure which one. They're twins. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I
right.
think
I want to say Maddie.
Maddie plays for the Crows, like AFLW team.
Cool.
Anyway, I always thought, for whatever reason, because I just haven't read it correctly, I always thought their names were Haley and Maddie, right? And so I've gone very confidently with my meeting of them, like, Haley, Maddie, lovely to meet you. Like, not entirely sure which one's which. Is there any way to tell you apart, sort of thing?
But you went in with confidence, though.
But I went in with real confidence saying Haley and Maddie. And then she said to me, Haley, I would assume, who's not actually Haley, as it turns out. She said to me, did you say Haley or Haley? And like gave me the chance to sort of bail myself out. Gave me the chance to bail myself out. And I was like, no, definitely Haley. And she was like, yeah, that's wrong. I was like,
that is unlucky.
Yeah. I mean,
just can't help that. I had such a chance to get it right.
The great confidence save. Yeah. Don't stop doing that.
So confident.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was unlucky, I thought.
Okay. That is a good example. I saw an example. It almost could have just been tweet of the week. It wasn't sent in as an entry to the contest, but I just thought it was so unlucky. I had to read it out. So someone tweeted this week, this poor bloke said, I was shaving my nether regions last night using the flashlight on my phone as a light to help see.
That can happen.
So, yep. Started getting a lot of notifications and realized I'd accidentally gone live on TikTok.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Who is that person? They need to come.
Oh my my God.
They need a ticket to the 200th.
The old scrote.
Oh. So that's incredibly unlucky.
That's, I mean, you would, how long is that say live for? Surely someone's.
How does that happen?
Someone's banning that.
I don't know. It's like a, the old pocket butt dial, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not butt. No. Not butt. It's the old dick dial.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's unlucky.
That is a great example.
But yeah, okay.
So we want to hear more of those on the chalk line. That is, there's a link on our website, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
And some people have got in contact.
Yep, some people have. And some people have done it through the chalk line. Others have just sent in written emails to us, which we're happy to accept as well if we must.
Obviously. Oh, of course. We love the written.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so the first one is written, comes from Nathan. Unluckiest moment for me is that the 200th ep celebration falls on the same day my baby is due.
Oh.
It's really unfortunate that I'm going to miss the birth of our second child.
Good. Very good. That's awesome.
Oh, is Nathan a friend of the show or anything? He needs a pog. That sounds good. I don't know if he's getting a ticket, but he's definitely getting a pog.
Yeah.
Holy heck. Nathan, get in contact again, please. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah. So, got a chuckle out of that. The second one comes from a friend of the show.
What's wrong with you? Oh, you have to just shout him a pog, eh?
No, just get in contact with the show so he can give you a pog.
Yeah.
It's more than you give him.
They're in high demand.
That's fair.
Can I get a beer, mate? No, yeah, sorry, not doing it.
He's in the pog, and of course, I send the postage for it too, mate.
Sorry, kid.
Quite all right. Had another written one sent in by friend of the show number 10, Shane Boy.
Yes, it is Boy.
Called him Bowie for his whole life, for the whole time we knew him. So was,
yeah. Early days, I reckon, like.
He never sort of fixed us up on it, did he?
Yeah.
Until the podcast.
Sub 15,
sub 15 friend of the show, I reckon.
Yeah, he was 10.
Yeah,
he was
just 10.
Which is definitely sub 15, you're right.
Can't confirm. Keep going. 10 carry less on. 15.
Carry on, keep going, Skin.
Okay. Anyway, he said, when he was 12, he used to compete in junior 10-pin bowling. Fine.
Mm.
Let's go on. We were told at the end of the season that everyone will receive a trophy at the presentation. And went to the presentation, everyone got a trophy except me. Quite unfortunate. They got a group photo of all the trophy winners and noticed that I was not joining in because I hadn't won a trophy. I explained that to them. apparently, he came second in every category. That is unlucky.
That is unlucky.
Every category.
He comes second in every single category.
Not even a most improved.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, so their solution was to give him someone else's trophy, take a photo of just him, and then Photoshop the photo of him into the team photo. But this was apparently back in the days before, obviously.
Photoshop.
Digital photos, the wonderful people at Adobe, I assume, make Photoshop.
Ironically, they'd still get it done before you two. Yeah. So,
so he's ended up just getting sent this photo of him holding someone else's trophy, like looking very upset at the end of his season.
Oh.
And he's still got it. So,
he's still got the trophy?
Apparently.
Someone else's?
No, the photo.
There's some moving parts to that story, wasn't there?
There was plenty going on there.
Anyway.
Bowie/Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple of audio ones sent in. I think the first from Ryan, if you know mine, Lethal.
Can do.
I was captain of this cricket team that was, shall we say, not very good. I had the unenviable task of placing some fielders around the field who, let's say, were not athletically gifted. And there was one particular guy who struggled and... let's cut to the chase. He dropped 12 catches in a game of cricket. 12. Can you just fathom that? 12 catches. Yeah, still keeps me up at night. So we lost that game.
I would have thought it'd be hard to win.
Yeah. 12 pretty tough to win.
That reminds me of when Spud, he's been on the podcast once before, actually, Spud Murphy, when we'd play Wanderers games and there weren't great fielders, he would say to them, like, they didn't know they weren't great fielders, and he would be captaining and say, hey, mate, just jump over there and statue it up for us.
Right.
Okay. He came up with some sort of great. It's one of the best phrases.
He's like describing like a wicketkeeper, like when I first met him, I was like, no, you can't catch him. He casts spells on them.
Yeah, that's right.
He casts spells.
What wicketkeeper's doing that? He was the one that taught me that nickname. He was like, started calling people the vet. He was like, why is he the vet? Oh, he puts everything down.
Okay, right. It reminded me of that. Have we ever had Jamie Ryan on the podcast? We talked about it all the time. His last game of cricket was in third grade at Redlands. I think they'd made like 280 and had Gold Coast 9 for 9 for 150 or something like that. Dropped 6 catches and lost.
Oh my God.
And he's never played since.
He's going to do some of the electrical work here at the Nudio. And he came in the other day with like, do you miss like playing cricket? And he was like, nah. ever since that last game, I just, that was me. Done. That was enough.
Yes. And another written one from Josh.
Written?
Audio.
Audio.
Verbal. Same thing.
Chocland.
Yeah. Chocland. Yeah.
Last year, I was involved in a car accident, which, as unlucky as it is, not too crazy, not too out there. What made mine what I believe to be extra unlucky is that the other party involved in the car accident was my girlfriend at the time, now my fiance, in the main street of Gundawindi, the town that we live in, whilst on the phone to each other. And it resulted in one of our cars being written off and the other car incurring $18,000 worth of damage.
That is unbelievable.
My God. Can't get any more unlucky.
How is that? Also, Gundawindi, I've been there. Pretty small town, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, Gundawindi. It's not the strip. Pretty small there.
Yeah.
And they that's get some, unbelievable.
They get some strong gusts through there too. Don't they?
Like, I've never heard a place to get as many like inline, like, you know, cyclones and stuff like that.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, it's the same drug.
Yeah, but they get funnier.
Oh, right.
That got worse.
Okay, quickly, the pair of you come up with one between you.
I've heard there's a lot of cold breezes.
That's the same. Oh,
that is good. That is good.
Fucking good beer, that.
It doesn't get better.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
It is time for fake or real news. Skin, Goaty and Mikus will try to separate fact from fiction here, and they're trying to discern which of these headlines I'm about to read are real and which I have simply made up and written. I'm very good at it. Last time I confused Mikus 7 out of 7.
Yep.
I don't know if that
means you're good, but we will see.
Okay, here you go. First one. Best man left bleeding after being hit in the head by a flying dildo.
I reckon real. I'm sure I've read that before.
Real.
Yeah.
You need to read.
I'm going to say real.
That's nice of you to make that change to actually go with the majority this time.
Real.
It is. Well done. Happen. Great start. Okay. Real nice. Is correct. It
next
was from
Mikus has to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's actually all of them, I think. I think as punishment for his last performance. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. And he didn't buy beers.
Now, that was from the NT News, that particular headline. And the best man at a wedding was left battered and bloodied after he was hit in the head by a fast-moving dildo. There has to be better descriptive words than fast-moving, doesn't it? Accelerated.
Rapid.
This is my favourite part. The flying phallus left Darwin architect, and his name, he can remain anonymous, nursing a split forehead. He said he was injured by the bullet-shaped pink sex toy measuring about 12 centimetres in length at a box party to farewell friends at bachelorhood. He was still sporting a scar on his forehead at the wedding nearly 3 weeks after being dinged by the artificial dong.
That's
my new favourite sentence. I was talking about that. I got dinged by the dong.
Dinged by the old artificial.
Artificial dong. All right, here you go. Number two. Oh, so you'll get that right. Do you want a little correct sound effect?
Yeah,
you don't hear that much. Yeah. There you go. iOS update to blame as woman fined for practicing climaxing at an origami class.
That's true.
I think that's false.
I'm going to go with daddy over there. I'm going to go true as well.
Okay. What do I do with the sound effects now? It's a split decision.
Oh, crikey.
Daddy and Genghis.
Damn it. That's the last time I put my faith in you.
I don't know why you did.
Yeah, that was indeed written by me.
I swear I read that somewhere.
Yeah, that was, yeah,
I read on it. His phone.
Number three, horny ghost haunts house.
Am I going?
Oh, you can.
Yeah, please.
False.
True.
Nah, it's fake.
False.
Genghis.
No way.
A Northern Territory woman who claims to have been pulled out of bed by a horny ghost that haunts her house says she has no plans to get rid of it. He grabbed my wrist and started pulling me up. I was thinking, what do you want me to do?
It's a scene out of Scary Movie 2, I'm fairly certain.
When I opened my eyes, I realised what was going on. I had locked my door and now it was ajar. I'm not sure how door. How does a door turn into a jar?
Yeah, jar. Yeah.
When he got into bed with me, he crossed a line and I had to let him know that. That's pretty fruity. But anyway, wonderful people.
Yeah. Sure.
The ghost whisperers.
Yeah.
Actually, Jennifer the ghost whisperer, Jennifer Love Hewitt, follows us on Instagram. Yeah. Follows me at the Chocolates. She was magnificent at acting in her younger years.
Probably still is.
Probably still is. I don't know what she does now, actually.
Anyway.
Well, she was.
I hope she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah. What do you mean? I'm not saying she's not good. I'm just saying she was very good in Ghost Whisperer.
In that show, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good show. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
What's wrong? No, I'm just watching you dig a bloody hole there, mate.
So this is similar to that Delta Goodrum thing.
Yeah.
That's a little munchkin over there. Hello, baby. Anyway.
My God.
What a fuckwit.
Just the podcast over here, mate. Yeah,
all right. number four. Who got that right? You'll go right. Who got? Have you kept it school?
I don't even remember what I said.
I'm on two. Go on two, right? And you're on one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all right. Good. Dave told to growl a pair over heat wave concerns.
True.
False. True from Genghis. False from Skin. Locked in.
True.
True from Mikus. Mikus and Goaty.
That story's true, though, isn't it? There's something about
the heatwave. There's something about the heatwave, but I wrote the headline. Yes. And if anyone needs me, I'm happy to do it for a job.
Yeah.
And then fifth one. Huge reach around. Stars splurge at LA Bar. New show Reacher, which is on, what is it on? One of those streaming platforms.
True.
Platforms. Yeah. It's a firm platform. Yeah. It's not going
it's
anywhere.
It's on the soft.
True.
Read it again. I'm not
huge
sure.
Huge reach around, as in the show is called Reacher. Huge reach around. Stars splurge at LA Bar.
That is true.
Yeah, I think it might be true.
I'm going to go false just to be different.
Well done, Genghis. It was indeed false. And then once again, a belter headline written by me.
How much you reach her?
And Skin, you've actually heard about those corduroy pillows as well, haven't you?
Have I?
Yeah, they're making headlines.
Okay.
Who's going?
You're up now, buddy.
It can't be me, surely. I'm talking about the doghouse, which I assume I've been in.
Oh, yes, it's definitely you.
Right.
Well, you've got the most recent story from it. From the same night, actually, that Mikus had the best night ever.
Yes.
Lee had one of the best night evers until the end of it.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how you've done this.
Well, yeah. I think Goaty's got a bit more information. Goaty potentially has even more information because he was talking to Rochelle, who's still refusing to speak to me. He was talking to her just outside before we started recording the podcast.
Yeah, can I just say I'm 100% on Rochelle's side here. You're an absolute flaming moron.
So from my point of view, I think the way I would describe it, it's awkward that I'm having to look at Rochelle as I'm doing this.
Nah, I think it's better.
Okay. Yeah. But I think she had her wisdom teeth out last Friday or something, a week ago. She didn't even ask me if I would be okay to be somewhat helpful. She just booked in two nights accommodation at her dad's place.
Because she knows you. Is that why?
Because she was just like, you'll be useless, essentially. Mm-hmm. Not a bad call.
Yeah.
So she did that and then sort of she got home on the Sunday, was still hoping that I might be somewhat useful. I offered donuts, summary.
That's weird because you can't really eat on wisdom teeth.
It's more meant to be getting custard and things.
That was the problem. Yeah. I offered iced donuts and she was like, not this, you idiot, I need a straw, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. That was how I was sort of in strife originally. And then I think it was just a plethora of springing events on her. Like, we were going to Sydney for the TikTok Awards on Wednesday. I think I told her on Tuesday at 11 p.m.
That's good.
So like that. And then there was something else on the Thursday night. Oh, we're going to the cricket on the Thursday night. I told her that as we were leaving.
Great.
So you look nice. Where are you going?
just great sort of communication. Anyway, so for this reason, when I left home on Thursday afternoon, I sort of knew like, okay, I'm not in great. I've got a little bit of digging to go back out of the doghouse sort of thing.
Yes.
That was what I was thinking. And I had a plan and everything was in play. And then Mikas obviously wanted to have the best night ever and I couldn't let him do that by himself. So I had to stay out. Like, he forced me to stay out and
exactly
have a beer with him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Even though I said like, nah, I really need to get home, etc.
Just a couple of quiet ones.
I went bankrupt. A few more then.
All of a sudden, some strife. So we'd actually driven to the office, to the studio here, left the car here and my keys here, as it turned out.
Yes.
And thinking that everyone would be responsible, have a couple of beers and drive home. And then we sort of didn't. We were irresponsible and turned one on. And Mikas and Charlie ended up staying at my house after earlier in the day. Rochelle had said, will Mikas stay here tonight? And I said, nah, he's driving home. So they then said, like, yep, we're coming back and we're staying at yours. I was like, yep, that's no worries. Rochelle will be asleep. She won't even know. We'll get up early. Everything would be fine. That was until we got out of the Uber and I patted down my pants and went, fuck, I've got no keys.
Which is also after she sent you a text asking if you had keys and you replied, yes, I've definitely got keys.
Oh, my God, what the hell is wrong with you?
It's an important detail. I forgot about that.
That's the main detail.
Are you serious?
She said, yes, I've definitely got my keys. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, I didn't think of the keys.
Well, I meant that I had them as in they were at West End.
I've got keys. Honestly, how can I get in?
So I sort of did have them, but I knew their whereabouts.
Yeah, you own keys.
My own keys, I forgot about that, Skin. That's good. Is there any other details I left out? Or we're all right. Pretty much at that point when I said to Mikas, I've forgotten keys, he basically about-faced and started walking to your house.
I didn't know where I was going.
Want to be part of this conversation. He spun. Charlie went and sat like on the street. They were just like, we've got nothing to do with this. Not one thing. And I had to ring Rochelle and go like, she was asleep, obviously. Sound asleep.
She's not an idiot.
It was 1 a.m. It was 1:30 in the morning. And I wouldn't say she was thrilled when I said, I've forgotten my keys. She did come and open the gate. She didn't pay much attention to us after that. So little attention, in fact, she didn't even realise Charlie was with us. So she woke up in the morning and he was just in the house. She was like, that improved the mood even more.
That helps.
That, to be fair, that wasn't even the thing that, like, she told me she was angry at you too.
Oh, great. There's more.
There's more. Well, we're going on a trip as a group.
This is bad.
Oh, shit.
What is wrong with me?
Yeah, we're going as a trip, like, as a group this week. And I ran into Rochelle. We had a chat, like, before we recorded today. And she was, doing her work, blah, 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 blah. Like, she was, she's a responsible person doing work. And I said, oh, not in the office today. So, I was meant to be sort of working a bit harder. But the idiot told me 2 days before that instead of leaving Tuesday, we're actually leaving Monday now.
Have I just got the dates wrong? It's unlucky.
That's not unlucky. That's you being a fuckwit.
Yeah. I know. Well,
Because
normally,
I'm struggling to come.
There's
back
nothing. Like, there's nothing.
I was just going to tell you about one great gag that I did. Skin, you do your part first.
I was just going to say, normally the saying is that's bad luck, not bad management, but that's the direct opposite.
Yeah. Anyway, the gag that I was really proud of. In the midst of me being firmly in the doghouse on Friday morning, I think the worst part was I was explaining to Mikas and Charlie, going like, nah, I've been to the doghouse before, but it's not really like a proper doghouse. It's like you're on the leash and you're allowed to come outside of it. You're just like, obviously you're still attached to the doghouse, but you've got a bit of freedom. Oh no, I forgot my keys. And so like that was literally, we were talking about it as I got out of the car. So these idiots are like just watching. And Mikas even said to me, he's like, being in the doghouse yourself sucks, but watching your mates in it is very entertaining.
It's one of the better things.
It really is very funny.
These two idiots were walking out as I'm going to the office. And Rochelle's already started working in the morning on Friday. And I was like, all right, love you, baby. And she obviously ignored me. Not sure why. Good. And then I was like, baby, love you. And she was like, uh-huh. And I was like, say it back.
I hate you.
And because of Joey's standing at the door, it took me four times. I finally convinced her to say, love you. And then I was like, and to me.
I absolutely pissed myself. Love you too.
Oh, that's good gear. That's good. Use that on Kappa.
Yeah, well.
All right, I'm handing over the reins because Goaty has a new game for us to try. I believe it's called Reverse Malachi.
Yeah, do you want to hit the jingle straight up just to get everyone in the mood? I mean, it's a great jingle.
This is a Mikus Ellie one-time exclusive.
Can we birth this? Let us work this. There's a nickname here, so reverse it. Yeah, nah, yeah, nah, 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 yeah.
Jesus Christ. Shit.
That's Dave, I'll pay you money to just remove the jingle for this episode.
That's shit, eh?
Nah, that was bad. That's it was shit, so no.
You know how, quite like it.
No. Like, you know how like we're like they're pretty shit, and we're all laughing. I'm like, that's fucking shit.
No, mate. I think that's fine without that first bit. The first bit of him saying Mikus Ellie.
No,
it's his show. You just got to remember that. It's his night.
True. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I did.
It was my idea.
You literally push for it.
Dave raised the levels, and
it's weird. You didn't eat lunch today just to come and do that for us. No, anyway, so we love a nickname on the show, don't we? And we did this last week in one of our little ads that instead of us coming up with nicknames for certain people, I'm going to give you guys a nickname that I've created for them, and you guys have got to get the person.
We've got to guess the person.
Yeah, so there's a theme for today's one. All right, so we're doing actors and actresses. All right, so they're well-known. And if you're stuck a little bit, I can give you a movie.
Okay. Any ghost whisperer?
No. No.
It's probably a good thing.
No, Leighton.
No. Hewitt.
Yes.
Nice.
Little way ahead of the game. Yeah, all right.
Okay, nice.
Number one, DC.
Denzel. DC. DC.
Someone DC. Washington.
DC. Who's? AC/DC. No.
Denzel
DC.
Washington.
Denzel Washington.
What the frick?
Is there something wrong with you?
Oh, we're not.
I'm looking at this like.
Yeah, I'm like watching Goaty nodding at you.
I didn't know what you were doing.
Yeah. Wait, why did you say Denzel to start?
He said Denzel, like Washington, D.C.
Then oh my god, yeah. I didn't get that. Yeah,
right. Oh my days. Mikus
won. You're saying Denzel. You start saying Washington.
He said Denzel, I said Washington.
You put two and two together and got five.
That's really good. Right. Well done. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
All right, number two, a young goose.
Swan, a young goose. What's a young goose called?
Oh. Would you like a movie?
Yeah, go on.
The Notebook.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, nice. It is too. A young swan is a gosling, isn't it? Or is it something
young
like
goose.
That?
Or
young goose.
Is it a Ryan? Yeah.
Button for skin, please. I should really be the right cousin.
You're meant to be driving.
Yeah. All right. Bit of a stretch, this one.
Oh, great.
P&O.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's good.
Gosh, come on.
That's 1-1-1. This is good.
Okay.
All righty. What do you eat cereal with?
Reese Witherspoon. Oh, nah, that's me. Surely Reese Witherspoon here.
Why have we not been using our bloody buzzers?
Why are we not buzzing in?
That's fine with it.
No, my buzzer was Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon, you got it.
Oh, Reese.
All right. Now, this one is a stretch. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Who got that point? Did we just say? He's giving it to Skin.
Oh, Skin.
I'd love to see
2-1-1. Have we got that right?
Yeah. Dave, can we do a replay section in the YouTube video?
Yeah.
Let's just see who should have won that. Reese Witherspoon.
All right. So number 5. 4-0.
Is there someone with good?
For nothing.
Good for nothing. Good.
Would you like a movie?
Yeah, okay.
Toy Story.
Oh, for nothing. Tom Hanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for nothing.
That's really good.
You happy with
that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's really amazing. Yeah, right. Have you got more?
I've got two more to go. Oh, we're going to 7.
This is awesome.
All right. And okay. All righty. Number 6. I'm out on. Movie?
Yeah.
Batman.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yeah, nice.
I'm fairly certain it's 2-2-2.
Oh, no.
I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh my days!
2-2-2 Holy heck!
Okay.
Dude, I need some like. This is where we need some music.
Yeah,
Dave, can you get us some like cool music?
Fix it in post, Dave.
Fix it in post.
Yeah.
All right. Number 7, and essentially the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Well, no, entirely the tiebreaker.
Entirely.
Literally. It just breaks the tie. Yeah.
It breaks the tie. It's pairs of scissors. All right. You need to be listening for this. Okay. All right. Number 7. Just a kappa. Would you like a movie?
Oh,
not yet. Not yet.
Can I just guess Mr. T?
No.
Oh. Oh, that was good too. No, go on.
The Godfather.
Oh, oh crap. I don't even know who that is. Just come on. Who's that main dude that's...
Yeah,
like Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-mm. I'll give you 5 more seconds.
Oh, no.
This is not going to break the tie, I feel.
No, I've got a spare. It's not a movie person.
Just a kappa.
We all out?
Kappa. Yeah, I think I'm done.
Al Pacino.
Oh.
Cappuccino.
Damn it.
All right, we need a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I didn't have another movie one, so I'm going to go back to my cricket one. All right.
Is this BBL?
This is BBL.
Do we get a team?
I'm going to give you a team straight away.
Okay.
All right. I'm really, really happy with this one.
Okay.
All right. Shiraz, Cab Sav, Pino, Aura from the Stars.
This is tough.
Jonathan Merlot.
No!
Merlo, I was like, I don't know who the player is.
Oh. Very good. Thank you, Giggles.
Oh, I knew it was Merlo. I knew it was
What a game. What a game.
I didn't know the player that bad.
Yeah. The game really peaked at like round 6, but that wasn't.
No, cut it.
Fix it in post.
Yeah, we didn't. It took it straight away. Yeah. Happy with that?
That was magnificent.
Yeah, I do like it.
Really like that. Jingle's not the best. Game is outstanding.
Yeah,
could we change the jingle?
Oh, what other ideas have you got?
We'll make
none
it work
right now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably could have asked about that after the episode. Then.
My favourite part of this whole show is when Skin gets into Mikus. He doesn't say anything. It was just like,
like nice. I thought that was a fair thing to say in the episode. Just a conversation.
Apparently not, mate. Skin's the boss.
No, yeah, so true.
He writes the paychecks, mate.
You're right, Skin. No, you're right.
No, actually.
No. We'll keep that one.
No, you're right.
No, we will keep that one.
No, I'm sorry. Anyways, you're in for an X.
Yes.
This is so good.
Is it really?
You're going to love it.
Oh, I will. Let me concentrate then.
Okay. Why is it? Why do we still have that sound effect now that it's not a bird tweeting?
Because we don't know what an X... What sound does an X make?
Maybe we could do something like Hugh Jackman, like X-Men, like the things coming out of his things.
Oh, genius. Things coming out of his things.
For those listening...
We can organize that.
For those listening, is the claws coming out of his hands. Yes.
Okay, so Disguised Toast tweets, why do people like feet? Not kink shaming or anything, just wondering, what is it about feet that makes them so attractive to some people? And someone replies, nah, that must be something from the US. Here in Europe, we're much more into meters.
Nice. Very, very good. I'm happy with that. Nicely done, Skid.
Thanks.
Rightio, that's another week of the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew, so please do get in touch. And you can do that firstly via our socials. That's at We Got The Chocolates, wherever on social media, essentially. In the social bios too, you'll find a cheese. You've got tuberculosis over there.
The new carpet smell, mate.
In the social bios, you'll find our link tree, which has discount codes for both LSKD and Better Beer, as we've mentioned. They're there for Chockey listeners if you would like to utilize them.
Yep. You can also get in contact with us at our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You go to the contact page and can leave a voice message down the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode, or if it's your preference, you can also just write into us below.
Mm-hmm. Keep those ratings and reviews coming in the Spotify comment things. I like reading them, actually. YouTube comments.
Nice.
I like them too.
Yeah. They're good.
Perfect. Anything, Mikus?
No.
If you see Mikus out, buy him a beer.
He's a bit short for it at the moment.
If I see you out, I'll buy you a beer. Okay, well, not you three.
I'll buy you a beer with your money.
And remember that if you are out having a chinwag with a few mates this week, how'd you like that? Then you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We will speak to you again this time next week. Skin's chinwagging. Yeah, can you see that?
Why is it called chinwag?
Can you do that again? For
don't do that again.
That's weird. We love having you here, and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Love you.
Love you. What's no one got one?
We've got nothing.
Oh, we've got nothing. Oh,
shit. Thank fuck for that.
Fuck.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.